Your Excellency Bishop Kagan, it is my privilege to present to you those to be confirmed. Catherine Amon, Hope Barranco, Savannah Barranco, Avery Belland, Brooklyn Berger, Hayden Bullinger, Alex Burrish, Caden Derby, Reese Hauk, Mackenzie Haven, Jared Kostalecki, London Kuntz, Evan Lubkin, Devin Messer, Riley Meyer, Isabel O'Brien, Abigail Sheeler, Matthew Schneider, Brianna Schumacher, Tristan Wiedner, Dawson Wilson, Taven Wilson, Jesse Birkin, and Callie Kubis.
Thank you, Monsignor. Thank you, Fathers Dosh and Hochalter, our good deacons. It's nice to be back at St. Wenceslaus. I have a question. I know you were well prepared, and they probably in the course of your preparation said once in a while the bishop comes down and he'll just point to you and ask you a question. They told you that? Not bad. Now, I'm going to ask a question, but I don't intend for you to answer it. It's a rhetorical question, which means I'll give you the answer. But it's this. Why do you think that after your pastor calls your names and you stand for all of us to see, at the end, the whole congregation applauds? Because you're all so good looking? You are, but that's not the reason. It's one of the most ancient ways the church has of signaling its public approval for those who are being singled out for mission. And it's in this great sacrament of confirmation that, as we spoke earlier here in church, when I sign each of you on the forehead with sacred chrism, the church is in a very real way under the guidance of God the Holy Spirit, giving you the responsibility now of putting the faith in which you are baptized into practice and doing so in such a way that not only you will save your souls and go to heaven, and if you do that, you will go to heaven, but you will help others go to heaven much more by the good example you set than any words you might say. Your words are important, but if your words, as St. John in that beautiful second reading said, if they're just words, then that's not love. You love in truth and in deed. What you profess, the church has always taught us. What you profess with your lips, your mouth. To be the true disciple, one must then confess what you say. In other words, put it into good actions. It's a great privilege, as I said earlier, to be a confirmed Catholic. But what comes with that privilege? Never forget this. What comes with the privilege is the fact that your God-given mission now, for the rest of your lives, no matter what your vocation in life is, to be a priest, to be a religious sister, to be a faithful husband or wife, a chaste single person, whatever it is, your mission doesn't change. Your mission is to represent Christ, because he's the one you and I profess our faith in. He's the one the church, from the very first apostles to this very day, not just professes we believe in him, we confess our faith in him. We imitate him. It's not all about us. Our lives of faith are all about him. That's part of how we understand, and the church has always taught us, the meaning of that beautiful parable Jesus tells in the gospel about he is the vine, we are the branches. It's our responsibility to remain attached to him, identified with him. He'll keep nourishing us. He's the vine. It's through his Holy Spirit, of which you're going to receive again his great seven gifts. That's what will keep you attached, identified with Jesus. It's not that you run around saying, oh, look at me, I'm a confirmed Catholic. People look at you a little strange. I'd look at you a little strange. A confirmed Catholic reveals that by each day doing his or her very best to be truthful, to be honest, to be chaste, to be fair and compassionate. That's what it is to confess Christ boldly in our lives. When we read the Gospels, how often does one of the evangelists say, after Jesus has been preaching, the crowds just marveled? They said, this man teaches with authority. He's not like the scribes and Pharisees. Now we're listening to the Acts of the Apostles throughout the Easter season. Look at how closely they imitate Jesus. St. Peter faces down the very people who condemned and crucified Jesus, the chief priests and the Sanhedrin. St. Paul endured all kinds of rejection, suffering, physical as well as spiritual suffering. They never, ever wavered. That's what being confirmed in one's faith by God the Holy Spirit does. But we have to want the Holy Spirit to do that for us. We can't be lukewarm. I'm a confirmed Catholic, but if it gets a little tough, well, I'll keep my mouth shut. I won't speak up for what's true and good and holy. That's not a confirmed Catholic. So, in a few moments, as the sign of the cross of Jesus is put on each of your foreheads with sacred chrism, remember you are now being singled out for the mission begun by the apostles. And it continues. Continues today. It's going to continue tomorrow, next week, next year, for the rest of time until the end of the world. Love the mission. Because if you love the mission, you love Christ. But ask the young people to be confirmed. If you would stand, please. Everyone else may remain seated. The apostles, who had received the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost in fulfillment of the Lord's promise, had power to complete the work of baptism by the giving of the Holy Spirit, as we read in the Acts of the Apostles. When St. Paul had laid his hands on certain people who had been baptized, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. The bishops, as successors of the apostles, possessed the same power, and they confer the Holy Spirit on those who have already been born again in baptism. Dearly beloved, the gift of the Holy Spirit, which you are about to receive, will be a spiritual seal by which you will be conformed to Christ and will be made more fully members of his church. Therefore, you who are already baptized will now receive the power of his Spirit and be signed with his cross on your foreheads. And so you must always bear witness to his passion and resurrection before the world, so that your manner of life, as the apostle says, may be in every place the pleasing fragrance of Christ. Be living members of his church, therefore, and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, seek to serve all people like Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve. And now, before you receive the Spirit, call to mind the faith which your parents and godparents professed for you with the church. Do you renounce Satan and all his works and empty promises? Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered death and was buried, rose again from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who today, through the sacrament of confirmation, is given to you in a special way, just as he was given to the apostles on the day of Pentecost? Do you believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? This is our faith. This is the faith of the church. We are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. My dear friends, let us pray to God the Almighty Father for these his adopted sons and daughters, already born again to eternal life in baptism, that he will graciously pour out the Holy Spirit upon them, to confirm them with his abundant gifts and through his anointing, conform them more fully to Christ, the Son of God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who brought these your servants to new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, freeing them from sin, send upon them, O Lord, the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Give them the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and fortitude, the spirit of knowledge and piety, Fill them with the spirit of the fear of the Lord, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Martha, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peace be with you. Anthony, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Savina, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Elizabeth, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Catherine, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Matthew, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Francis, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Michael, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Agnes, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Marie, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Jehoshaphat, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Elizabeth, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Wenceslaus, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Christopher, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Scholastica, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Xenia, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Lucy, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Sebastian, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Gianna, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Wenceslaus, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Adutor, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Daniel, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Martin, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Joan, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peace be with you.